Good evening. This is Agashmani Kohima. I'm Jonas Sienthan with Evening News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan calls upon states and union territories to work together for building a collaborative education system. Naga Students Federation asks government to bring erstwhile Dimapur district under inner line permit regime. And Batkai Christian College Autonomous becomes first college in Nagaland to be selected for implementation of Star College program. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Addressing the Indian community in Moscow, Russia, Modi said, "Today's India achieves whatever goal it sets." He said this is his first interaction with the Indian diaspora after the formation of his government for the third time. Prime Minister Modi said that he has taken a vow to work with three times more strength and at three times more speed. He said today India is giving the most reliable model of digital transactions to the world and empowering citizens through excellent policies of social sector. Modi said the whole world is amazed at the pace of development that the country has achieved in the last 10 years. He said when people from around the world come to India, they say that India is transforming. The Prime Minister said this change in India is not only in the system and infrastructure, but this change is also visible in the self-confidence of every citizen and youth of the country. Modi said India's new momentum of growth will write a new chapter in the development of the world. He said when India talks about peace, dialogue and diplomacy, the whole world listens to it. Prime Minister said, in the growth of global economy, India's contribution stands at 15% and this will rise even bigger in the coming times. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has called upon states and union territories to work together for building a collaborative education system. Addressing the inaugural session of review meeting of Department of School Education and Literacy with states and UTs in New Delhi today, Pradhan shared his thoughts on a roadmap for the next 5 years for the holistic development of school education. He said that education is a key pillar of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of Viksit Bharat and called upon states and UTs to work together to achieve this goal. He said implementation of national education policy is key to transforming India into a knowledge superpower and enabling equitable and inclusive access to quality education. Speaking about education in Indian languages, Pradhan said that the National Education Policy 2020 stresses upon the importance of education in mother tongue and all Indian languages. Naga Students Federation today asked the government to bring the erstwhile Dimapur district under the inner line permits regime. In a representation to the Chief Minister, the NSF said the exclusion of Dimapur district from the ILP regime has created a perilous haven for illegal immigrants. It said Dimapur is a melting pot overrun by individuals with questionable identities, poses a grave threat not only to Nagaland but also to the northeastern hills. The NSF called on the government to establish ILP monitoring cells at Dimapur Railway Station, Dimapur Airport and all entry and exit points to the state, and that the ILP regime is strictly implemented in all district headquarters. The students' body also called for extensive awareness campaigns to educate all communities residing in Nagaland and beyond about the mandatory requirement of the ILP for entry into the state. The NSF, while appreciating the establishment of the Nagaland Staff Selection Board for the recruitment of Grade 3 posts, also called on the government to check the prevalent issue of backdoor appointments in various government departments. It said numerous discrepancies have been uncovered which suggest the continuation of backdoor appointments undermining the integrity of our administrative system. The NSF further appealed the government to take decisive action to eliminate these backdoor appointments and institute stringent measures to ensure compliance with established recruitment protocols. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Batkai Christian College Autonomous has become the first college in Nagaland to be selected for implementation of the strengthening component of Star College program by the Department of Biotechnology under the Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India. The Department of Biotechnology has launched the Star College Scheme for Strengthening of Science Education and Training at Undergraduate Level for Improving Critical Thinking and Hands-on Experimental Work at the Undergraduate Level in Sciences. The Star College Scheme is a pan-India scheme that envisages a Star College in every district of the country. It is expected to encourage more students to take up higher education in science. The Sub-Divisional Planning and Development Board, Pandari, held its monthly meeting yesterday at the newly inaugurated summer house, cum guest house, Pandari. MLA and Chairman of the Development Board, Pandari, Achambemo Gikon, welcomed the new members and congratulated the newly elected councillors who emerged successful in the recently concluded urban local body elections. Gikon also lauded the ADC Pandari Longdipa L. Sangdam and his team of officers for conducting the ULP election in a free and fair manner with peaceful atmosphere. He said the long-awaited town council election has become a reality and that it marks a new beginning, ensuring more systematic and progress for the people. Deliberating on the performance of government school under the subdivision, Gikon cautioned the underperforming schools to redeem themselves with good results to avoid action against them. The chairman also urged government officers to judiciously utilize all fund allocation effectively with transparency for the benefit of the people. Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment Secretary Rajesh Agarwal today said that employment, education and assistive technology are the three pillars for raising the living standards of the differently abled. Addressing the 6th Conference on Empowering Persons with Disabilities through Accessible and Assistive Technology, Agarwal noted that employers should utilize the differently abled with the best of their abilities and not view these opportunities as charity. Agarwal called for private companies to explore new modes of assistance along with existing CSR initiatives. Nagaland Board of School Education, NBSE, has requested students to participate in the Youth Parliament competitions. In a notification, NBSE informed that the Ministry of Education, Department of School Education and Literacy, Ministry of Parliamentary Affairs, has requested students to participate in the Youth Parliament competitions, which is being held with the aim to strengthen the roots of democracy, inculcate healthy habits of discipline, develop tolerance of divergent views, and familiarize the student community with the procedures and functioning of Parliament. NBSE informed that registration for the 4th edition and information with regard to eligibility, registration of institutions, the web portal, and resources for conducting the competition can be accessed on a National Youth Parliament Scheme portal, nyps.mpa.gov.in. And now it's 20 News, here are the headlines again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says government aims to make India the third largest economy in the world in its third tenure. Union Education Minister Tramendra Pathan calls upon states and union territories to work together for building a collaborative education system. Naga Students Federation asks government to bring erstwhile Dimapur district under inner line permit regime. And Batkai Christian College Autonomous becomes first college in Nagaland to be selected for implementation of Star College program. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.